Hey mama, you're listening to the Supernatural Childbirth Mamas podcast. This is a place where we want to encourage you, edify you by bringing together moms who have experienced a supernatural childbirth. All of us got our journey on this started by reading a book called Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize. It was a book written in the 1980s, but it is still impacting moms today. The fact that we are no longer under the curse of the law because of Jesus Christ, we're under the blessings of the law. So one of those curses was pain in childbirth, and we can be free from that. So us moms have come together. We've believed for that in our own births. We're bringing other moms in so you can hear those stories and hear those testimonies and be encouraged. That's why we're here. If you have a similar story, reach out to us. We would love to have you on the podcast. We also have a Facebook group. Be sure to search in groups for Supernatural Childbirth Mamas. We're there. It's a community of hundreds of women who are there to encourage each other, lift each other up, pray for each other. It's been amazing getting to know all of you. In the future, we're hoping to have more small group settings of either trainings in faith and trainings as for being a mom, or just group settings where we pray together. We're working towards that, and we're looking for leaders. If you have it in your heart to lead other women in this way, let us know. Reach out to us. If you search in the Facebook group, there's actually a form to fill out. So can't wait to dive into today's podcast.
Hi, Supernatural Mamas. I'm Libby, and today I'm here with Janet Mills. You might know her as the author of Childbirth in the Glory. She is also a minister and co-founder of International Glory Ministries, along with her husband, Joshua. And she's ministered in more than 50 nations, and her passion is to see the glory of God transform families all around the world. So thanks for being here today, Janet.
Oh, thank you so much, Libby. It's such an honor, and I'm just so excited for our conversation today. I know it's going to impart faith, and it's going to inspire people to know what God has for them in the area of pregnancy and delivery.
Me too. I'm so excited to talk with you, Janet. I feel like any woman listening is just going to grow so much just by hearing all the wisdom that you bring to the table.
Oh, thank you so much. And I have to say, Libby, what you're doing and your platform, it's been so encouraging and inspiring and so educational for women. And I've been so blessed by what you're doing and what you're releasing. And so thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Janet. Well, before we start, let me just quick open us up in prayer and then tell us a little bit about yourself.
Amazing.
Awesome. So God, I just thank you so much just for this opportunity to just be in conversation with Janet. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would guide the conversation, that you would just bring to light anything that you want these mamas to hear. Just pray that your presence would be here with us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have to say, Libby, a little bit about myself is that I personally am a miracle, a sign, and a wonder, because my mother was told she couldn't have children.
Wow.
And she actually, this was many years ago, and she just believed God. There wasn't a lot of natural help in her day to aid and assist people with infertility issues. And so it was a lot different back then. And she really had a strong faith in the Lord, and she knew God's word said to be fruitful and multiply. And so she just held on to the word of the Lord. She held on to the promises that God placed within her heart. It was a desire of her heart to have a family. And she actually was able to conceive, and it wasn't with any kind of drugs or anything. She just really stood on the word of the Lord, and God did a miracle for her. And the amazing thing is that I'm a twin. And so God blessed her with twins. And so she named my brother John, my name's Janet, which are God's gracious gifts. And because we truly were a gift to the Lord for her and my dad. And so right there set a precedent of the miraculous. She just set such a great example. And my mother, she's in heavenly glory now, but she is a hero of the faith, and just watching her, how she raised us, the way she lived out her faith, even in the, you know, hardest of times, was such an example to me. And really, I walk in a mantle, an impartation of that God kind of great faith that she walked in. And so really my passion is for, I really do feel like part of my life calling is to impart the faith of the Lord to other people through sharing of his good works and sharing of his word and sharing of the testimonies of his faithfulness and goodness, even in my own life and in my own family. And so when it came time for my husband and I to have a family, we didn't have any trouble whatsoever getting pregnant with our first son, Lincoln. And it was an amazing experience because early on in my pregnancy, a precious friend of mine gave me the book Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize.
Wow.
And that book, as you know, has inspired so many people to step into their own miracles, has imparted such great faith to other people. And so I was a very dramatic person. Maybe I still am. A dramatic person in the sense that I could not tolerate much pain at all. And so when I got pregnant with my son, I was thinking, okay, this is great and exciting, but yet there was this underlying fear of, okay, this child is growing in me, but somehow this child's going to have to come out of me. Right. And you know, you hear all of these horrific stories of delivery. And I mean, in the past, I mean, this is just what, you know, I grew up hearing. And I mean, movies portray things, books portray things when it comes to pregnancies and deliveries that you know, you're going to have your morning sickness, you're going to have your swollen ankles, you're going to be tired, you're going to be so hungry all the time and all these things. And then when it comes to delivery, you hear of all these, you know, horror stories. But when this friend of mine gave me this book, now here I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Here he gives me this book and I'm reading this book and there's so much of the word of God that's being like, it's like the lights came on in the area of childbearing where I translated what Jesus did on the cross. I translated it into my present situation of being pregnant and having to deliver this child, that the curse over childbearing was broken and that I did not have to have pain. I did not have to have discomfort. I did not have to have what everybody labeled as a normal experience when it comes to pregnancy and delivery. But I could believe for a supernatural pain-free experience. I could believe for a blessed, joy-filled, peaceful pregnancy, healthy and full of life. And this is where I started to position my faith, where I didn't have that revelation before. I didn't have that understanding, even though I knew Jesus died on the cross and forgave my sins and you know, took away pain and sickness. I just did not take it into that area of life. And so when I got that revelation, it's like the lights came on and I was able to really start believing for this miracle for my son to come forth in a glorious way. And so I began speaking over my body, speaking over his developing body in the womb, began praying and believing for God's glory just to surround every area of my life and his life. And so when it came to delivery time for Lincoln, I really didn't know what to quite expect, how this was all going to roll out, because I was believing for no pain.
So, right.
Like, how do you know when to go to the hospital? You know, how is this all going to work? But I started to feel like some different things happening down below. And I was like, you know what? I think my water hadn't broken yet, but I started to feel different. And he was 5 days past due date. And so I was like, okay, I think we're going to have to call the doctor here. And so we ended up going to the hospital. And they thought, you know, typical first time, it's going to take a long time for a first time delivery. You know, they have their methods and their timelines of how it should go for a first time mom. And I was like, no, this is going to happen quick. I just matched my words with faith to what was being said to me. I just stood on what I was believing for. And we continued to just decree that this was going to be a fast, pain-free delivery. Mm-hmm. And it really was. I had Lincoln within an hour. Like, I think I was in labor for about an hour total. And wow. he came out and he had the Shekinah glory of the Lord upon him. And it was just the most amazing experience because I had family in there. And my life scripture, when it came to having my children, I have three amazing children, was I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. Mm-hmm. And I vocalized that through my deliveries. And Lincoln was an amazing manifestation of supernatural childbirth, a childbirth in the glory. And so that really just ignited my faith, having that experience and being able to see something that I was believing for take place and manifest and happen. And so my whole experience of having a childbirth in the glory really propelled me to then put together a little booklet called Childbirth in the Glory. And so I did that in the early 2000s, and I created an album to go along with it. And my miracle child, Lincoln, he was on that track praying for children. Aww. And I just thought, okay, you know, a couple years into raising Lincoln, we were ready to have another girl or have another child, believing for a girl because we had our son. And it nearly took 10 years. Wow. For me to experience pregnancy again. And so I have overcome the spirit of infertility as well, where it was almost 10 years before I could get pregnant. And it was a roller coaster of a journey for me. Mm-hmm. Because I truly was standing on the promise of the Lord. There was prophetic words being spoken about us having a girl. We had the desire in our heart to have a girl. We just knew that we knew this was part of God's plan for our family. But mm-hmm. yet, year after year after year, it wasn't happening. And so when I would have those moments of, Lord, what is going on? Is this ever going to happen?
Yeah.
Is this promise ever going to take place? God would bring me to a scripture, or God would send somebody in my life to give me a word of encouragement or another prophetic word speaking into the promise of us having a daughter. And so it was really just holding on to the word of the Lord and not growing weary and not growing faint, for at the appointed time you shall reap the harvest. And so I chose not to give up on the word of the Lord and the promise that he had given to us. I chose not to grow weary, even though weariness would try and set in. That's when we have to combat it with faith.
Yeah.
And not give in to the weariness and not give in to defeat, but truly stand on the word of the Lord and speak forth his promises. And our words are creative. And so I would speak the promise of the Lord and speak what his word says over mm-hmm. my life and over the situation. And there we have it, almost 10 years later. We had just moved to another part of the country. At that time, we were in Canada. And we are finding new doctors, new dry cleaners, you know, just all the practical things of when you move to a new city. Mm-hmm. And so my family doctor had asked me a question and she said, are you planning on having more children? And I said, oh, yes. Like, I have been believing to have another child for many years. And she's like, oh, I wonder what's going on. I said, I wonder what's going on too. And she said, I would love to just send you for a test just to see you know, if everything's okay. And so I had gone to, a pelvic exam. I had went to this pelvic exam and, it was a couple months after we had had this discussion. They had fit me in, there was a cancellation and I was fit into this cancellation, spot. And, the first part of the pelvic exam is an ultrasound. And so as I was going into the, you know, whatever you do for an ultrasound, I'm laying there on the table. The radiologist is just typing away on her computer. She starts to, you know, do the mm-hmm. ultrasound. And then she's looking at her computer. She's looking at me. And I'm a pretty easygoing, personable, friendly person. And so we had had a conversation already, you know, when a relationship already developed here early on into the appointment. She was just asking, you know, why I was there. And I just said, well, I've been believing for a miracle for many years to have a child. And we're just kind of wondering, you know, if everything's okay. And And so she's looking at me and she's looking at her computer and she's typing more things. And really a radiologist is supposed to just give the information that they find in this ultrasound to your doctor. And then your doctor will relay the information to you. Well, see, we had built this relationship. And so she bypassed that protocol. She turned around to the screen of the ultrasound and said, well, it looks like you have your And there I was, 6 weeks along, pregnant.
Wow.
And I'm finding this out, and my hands shot up in the air. My tears started flowing. I was so excited, giving God glory, shouting praises to his name, because it's like, yes, like, here's my miracle. And so here's the prophetic promise. It's happening right now. And so I ran home and shared the good news with Joshua and our son. And Liberty came. Oh, just so amazing. It was such a blessed pregnancy as well. And again, with her delivery, the doctors tried to say, oh, this is going to take a while. My water had broken. And, you know, they said, oh, it looks like it's probably going to take, you know, and this was early in the morning. They said it's going to be probably evening before you progress any further. And I said, no, I'm believing for a quick pain-free delivery. And, you know, you get a lot of different opinions
right
coming your way, but what are you going to do? You're going to stand on what you're believing for. And so politely, you know, I would discount those words of negativity. And I would just, again, speak the words of life and faith over my body and what I was believing for was going to take place. And Liberty, I took two walks around the hospital floor and I started to, feel some pressure down below. And I said, Joshua, I'm going to have to go lay down in the bed because I'm feeling like my body's saying it's time. And a woman knows her body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember going down and laying in the bed. And I said to Joshua, I said, if you could get the nurse in here, that would be great. And she just really just nonchalantly walked in, taking her time. And once she took a look at me, she pushed every red button in that room to get a whole team of people in there because my daughter was coming and she came within 15 minutes.
Wow.
She flew out and they just caught her. That's how she came into the earth.
She just, wow.
There she was. And there was a manifestation of the prophetic promise, another childbirth in the glory, and just a manifestation of the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, you know, I know many people have gone through years and years of believing for their miracle. And I can testify that as you just keep the faith and believe, speak words of life over the promises that God has placed within your heart, do not grow weary, do not give up, for at the appointed time you shall see the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful miracle, and she's just such a gift of life and joy. And you know, there was our miracle. We have our son and our daughter. And and then a couple of years later, my husband has a dream that I'm pregnant, and I didn't actually believe him. And he said, no, I'm serious. You are pregnant. And it took about a week for me to give in. And sure enough, as soon as I took that test, it was positive within the first second.
Wow.
of me taking that test. And so here, my third child is a manifestation of the above and beyond, more than what we can ever ask for, think of, and imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't even positioned my faith for another child. And here he gave us another child. And Legacy is another manifestation of a childbirth in the glory, and just a beautiful example of God's goodness and faithfulness. And my children are big. We produce big fruit over here. Like, Lincoln was 9'3", Liberty was 9'5", and Legacy came in at almost 10 pounds.
Wow.
And I remember her, her delivery is the freshest. And I remember her delivery. I remember the intensity of the contractions. And I remember the intensity of his glory moving in as I focused in on his presence, as I mm-hmm. focused in on his word. And as I partnered with his spirit and I partnered with his breath, I overcame every contraction. And I remember it so clearly and just being so thankful mm-hmm. for his word and his spirit. And when we can partner with him in that way, we really can see the fullness of miracles manifest in our life. And I remember being able to push her out and not have a tear, and really just the beautiful, like, all my children have big heads. It's just, that's a miracle in itself. Just being able to birth these babies is just, it is so miraculous. Mm-hmm. The gift of life and the ability that God has given us to deliver his promises, to deliver these children here on the earth. It's just such a beautiful supernatural miracle. And he has given us the ability as women to conceive and to carry and deliver children in the glory. And when I speak about the glory, I'm speaking about God himself. He is the glory. Mm-hmm. And in the glory, everything that we need is found in his presence. It's found in him. And there's abundance in his glory. There's an abundance of healing. There's an abundance of peace. There's an abundance of joy. There's an abundance of provision in spirit, soul, and body in the glory. And so I've just chosen, you know, there's a heavenly way to do things and there's an earthly way to do things. And I have hungered and thirsted in my life for God's heavenly ways and for his patterns to become my patterns in mm-hmm. every area of my life, even in the area of carrying my children and delivering my children and now raising my children. And so it is possible in the glory to live in the glory. It not be a place of visitation, but a place of habitation where we can actually live in the presence and carry his presence into, you know, everywhere we go and in everything that we do, as long as we stay focused. And so I've just chosen to really believe his word on purpose, apply his word to every area of my life and work his word because his word works.
Yeah. Amen. That's so incredible. I had the chills like pretty much the whole time you were talking. Just listening to those stories is so incredible.
And well, God is so good.
Yeah, he is. I wanted to ask you, because a lot of what you do or you have a lot of like audio tracks where you're speaking the word. Mm-hmm. And that was so helpful to me during my pregnancies. And I'm currently pregnant with my fourth and I've listen to those. I can't tell you how many times. They're so good. But what's the difference between listening to the word versus like, because I hear you say a lot that you were speaking the word out loud over yourself. Yes. Can you talk to me?
Well, it's one thing to listen. We obtain faith by hearing the word. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we can hear the word is by speaking his word. And so I have learned early on in my spiritual life that there is creative power that's released in our words. Just like in the beginning when God created the earth, he spoke, let there be, and there was. And so there's creative power that's released. We actually have the ability to create atmospheres and shift atmospheres with our words, whether that's mm-hmm. in speaking words or singing words. We have that creative ability because the same spirit that raised Christ Jesus, the same spirit that hovered over the waters in the beginning of creation, that same spirit resides in us as children of God. Mm-hmm. But those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And so when we release his word, there's life that manifests. Our words are containers. They can, they really create worlds. They can release worlds of faith or words of fear. Mm-hmm. And so I've really done my best to speak words of life, words of healing, words that are going to produce results that I want to see in my life. And so we have produced quite a few audio albums. And specifically, I've created the album Childbirth in the Glory as well, because it's so important. That's one of the ways really in immersing yourself in the presence of the Lord is by surrounding yourself with the word, by surrounding yourself mm-hmm. with anointed music. And so we have filled our home for years with anointed music. And even instrumental. Sometimes people have trouble entering into a peaceful state if there's a lot of talking. Mm-hmm. And so we have created actually a lot of very anointed instrumental tracks, because people can play that through the night. They can play that at work. They can play it as, you know, maybe a child is napping. And that really helps create and maintain an atmosphere of peace and glory. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we have the audio albums where we're speaking the word, because people, their faith is ignited and strengthened by hearing the word of the Lord. And mm-hmm. because the word is life, and it brings light, and it brings healing, and it brings cleansing. And so we have personally experienced the power of the word and in our own lives, and seen as we come into agreement with it and really believe it, it happens. His word works. His mm-hmm. word does not return void, but it accomplishes what it set forth to do.
Yeah. And I think that's amazing too, when you're talking about your fertility journey or infertility during that time frame, because I know a lot of women listening are women who are believing to become pregnant but mm-hmm. haven't passed yet. So how do they fight those feelings of like discouragement? And, you know, because those emotions can feel so heavy sometimes. Like what are some ways they can overcome in those areas?
Well, definitely staying connected to the Lord and really just keeping that divine connection. And when discouragement comes in, I've learned too to surround yourself with faith-filled, anointed people mm-hmm. that can lift you up when you do feel weak, when you do feel weary, when you do feel discouraged. To have people that you can go to, that understand your heart, that know what you're believing for, and can encourage you and really just be that prayer support and lift your arms up when you're having trouble doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I've been really blessed to have anointed people in my life that I know that I can turn to, and that I have turned to in the past when things have been discouraging, and to really just have that prayer support and that connection. But so having obviously your connection with the Lord, and keeping in the word, I am telling you, once mm-hmm. I get in the word of the Lord and I'm reading my Bible, I can't stay in a state of discouragement when mm-hmm. I read what the word says. I can't stay in a place of defeat, because I see what God's accomplished through his word in other people's lives and what he is saying to me personally. So I dive into the word. And then again, you know, setting that time aside, and I know, you know, moms can be busy. We've got so many things going on, but just pausing mm-hmm. and having that time of reflection, remembering what it is you're believing for, and really just shifting your focus away from maybe the problem that you're experiencing and putting your focus on the promise.
Yeah. That's such good advice.
Yeah.
And I know in our intro, we talked about you just, you know, your ministry has kind of been all over the world. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you've seen? Like, I know before when we had a previous phone call, we talked about some just wild, like, miracles that the Lord did. Can you tell me any?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just seeing people step into victory as far as conceiving when people have been told they can't have children. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have seen timelines where, you know, people were believing for decades and, you know, all of a sudden being able to conceive where it was just marked as impossible. And then seeing healings in the womb, these are like amazing, where I remember a testimony coming in of a brain malformation in the womb, and the mother being advised to abort, and she really did not have the peace to do that. She really felt like God was going to heal her baby, and what the doctor said was impossible. All things are possible with God. Uh-huh. Only believe. She believed, and that brain malformation was completely healed. Wow. And that baby was born healthy. And we've seen like crazy things with like artery issues, where there was supposed to be two and there was only one, and that there was going to be heart defects for that child's life, the baby being born completely healthy and whole, and actually that baby being so gifted and anointed and skilled, like almost marked as a genius.
Wow.
As far as like in education, we have seen people, you know, where Down syndrome was healed in the womb. Wow. And where there was diagnoses of all kinds in the womb, and God healing those babies in the womb. And of course, we have received so many reports of pain-free accelerated deliveries. And in truth, I got a testimony today from a precious mom that delivered her baby. She believed for many, many years to get married. And it was in her mid-30s that she stepped into that miracle of the Lord matching her with her husband, and she desired a family, and she had her first child about, I think she said 17 or 18 months ago, a glorious experience. And yesterday she gave birth to her daughter, and she said from when her water broke to her delivering, it was less than an hour. And it was a glorious experience. It was a divine experience. It was pain-free. And it was so amazing because she had people in her life, her own sister, who didn't even have an idea that she was in labor, but moved into like a level of intercession and actually played the Childbirth and the Glory album. Wow. And was praying and interceding. And then come to find out her sister was in labor that entire time she was praying and interceding and having the most amazing experience delivering her child. But God really can do anything. And I mean, we have seen the dead come to life. We've received testimonies of, you know, so many amazing miracles of the Lord. He is so, so good. And spending moments in the glory is really both mind shifting and life changing. Mm-hmm. It's in the glory of the Lord that we find the ability and we feel equipped to do everything that God has created us to do. And that includes the ability to conceive and to carry and birth the child. And for those that have been believing for a long time to get pregnant, for those that are pregnant, are really believing for a childbirth in the glory, God is able, and mm-hmm. you are anointed and able to partner with his word and see that what you're believing for come to pass in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's so good. And I loved how you talked about too, like how God's given us the power to shift atmospheres, like by using the word. And I know a lot of women listening have either had hospital births or are having hospital births. And I guess this could be no matter where you give birth, but I know that there's a lot of fear in the hospital. And I think that environment is just kind of fear filled. And so as far as like shifting an atmosphere that's like, that feels full of fear, how do you do that?
Well, really, I began praying for the deliveries. I had all three of my deliveries in the hospital. That's just something I was more comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And so I would begin early on in my pregnancies praying for my deliveries in the area of sending angels forth. Yeah. To surround, to prepare the atmosphere, to prepare the room for where I was going to deliver, to have the right nurses. And I would be very open and honest with my doctors as to what I was believing for. And I would start praying ahead of time for that atmosphere to be set and for the right people to be there. And I've been so blessed to be able to encounter people that respected what I was believing. And for those that didn't respect, God actually moved them out of the scene. I actually remember for my second delivery, there was actually a doctor there named Dr. Pushy. And Dr. Pushy was trying to push me in a direction that I just wasn't willing to go. And she was speaking everything negative that she could. And I remember like, Lord, we are going to have to do something about this. And I actually, this is amazing, where we lived, was literally across the street from the hospital. So this is perfect for when you're believing for an accelerated delivery. Yeah. You're right across from the hospital. I mean, this is just a great divine setup. And so I actually went home. I left the hospital because I felt like I was going to be able to rest a little bit more because there wasn't any movement as far as her coming at that time. And I wasn't feeling any, like I wasn't having the regular contractions. I wasn't feeling the intensity. I wasn't feeling like I wasn't moved into labor yet. Mm-hmm. And I remember we went home for a couple of hours and I just said to the Lord, I'm like, Lord, I thank you that you are preparing the atmosphere for when I go back, that person is not going to be there. And thank you, Jesus, that person wasn't.
That's
because
amazing.
Ships have changed. And
yeah.
God is so good. And God's just faithful to make sure the atmosphere is set. And I just would align my faith to believe for the proper atmosphere and for the proper people to be there.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
really just holding my ground as far as, you know, when negative things are spoken, I have the ability to choose whether I receive that or dispel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dispel those negative words and I would speak words of faith, whether it was directly to the people or it was just into the atmosphere. I would speak forth again what it is that I'm believing for.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember with my third delivery, there was a couple of young nurses in there and they were so respectful. Because I just laid it out really politely what I was believing for, and they were so respectful and really just worked with me and honored what I was believing for. And we would, like I said, we have learned to set atmospheres with anointed music. We would always have anointed music playing in the hospital. I would always have a support group, like with my husband, my mother-in-law. For my first, I had my sister-in-laws, but they weren't there for my other deliveries because of just, you know, where we were.
Mm-hmm.
But I always had that support there. And so the word was being released. There was prayers being released. I had people there that were helping create an atmosphere of faith and for the miracles. So I had, you know, that strong support system. And that really just helped maintain an atmosphere. And so how do we push fear out? We push it out by moving in faith and speaking faith
mm-hmm.
and staying faith-filled. And it really is taking captive every thought, bringing it obedient to Christ Jesus. And so mm-hmm. it is a diligent task for us because the greatest battle really is in our mind.
Yeah.
And so we really have to be diligent in taking authority because we've been given the power and authority through the Holy Spirit. We need to really be diligent to take captive every thought and to really be intentional with every word that's being spoken.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And as far as too, just like staying in the presence of God, like how do you do that? Especially during labor, you know, let's say if you are feeling the atmosphere and it feels chaotic, or mm-hmm. how do you stay in that place?
I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength.
Amen.
You know, oh, Janet, that just sounds so easy. That sounds so simple. But his word is a powerful force. It's a double-edged sword
mm-hmm.
and it cuts through the atmosphere. And so really, how do we stay in the presence? How do we stay focused? It all comes down to choice.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to choose to remain focused? Are we going to focus on the possible problem that's about to happen? Or maybe, you know, there's an intensity that's coming in. Don't focus on that. Focus on what his word said
mm-hmm.
and bring that to the scene. As you focus on that, those things will go. Things will shift. And that I personally experienced that, like I said, with even the intensity of the contractions with my third child, I remember feeling the intense pressure start to come in, but I didn't just go ahead and choose, okay, I'm just going to feel this. No, I know what God's word said. I'm believing for a pain-free delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, truly can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. He's given me the strength to be able to deliver this child. He's given me the strength to override this contraction right now, the intensity of it. And I would match my breath with his breath, knowing that we have the breath of God inside of us, mm-hmm. and aligning my breath to his breath, aligning my thoughts to his thoughts, aligning my words to his words. It does take work, but there's an ease in it when you tap into his presence. There's an ease that comes in the glory, and every dis-ease, everything that's contrary to ease, every dis-ease cannot remain in the glory. Mm-hmm. It's his ease. It's his peace. And that's a supernatural provision that he has provided to us. That is a provision that he's provided to us spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Mm-hmm. Everything you need is found in the glory. Everything. Do we truly believe that?
Yeah, that's so good. I feel like I should share this testimony because it goes along. Like, I was listening to your childbirth in the glory while I would like pray it over myself. But during this mm-hmm. pregnancy, so this is my first home birth. I've had one hospital birth, and then I've had two birth center births. But because of okay. my location, I'm like an hour and a half away from a good hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my labors, because I've prayed for fast supernatural childbirth.
Yes.
You know, births, I don't have time. I don't have time to get there. and the last birth I had went early because I had prayed, God, if like, I know I need to go there early. Like, let me have a long early labor. So by yes. the time I get there, I can just have the baby while I get there. And they try to turn me away. And oh, I wow. told her, I was like, there's no way I can leave, you know, like I'm an hour and a half away. And it turns out the midwife who had seen me deliver my second saw me there and she said, do not send her away. even though I wasn't technically in labor, I ended up coming back an hour later in transition. So,
wow.
yeah, it was incredible. But this birth is my first home birth, and I had gone to like my 20-week ultrasound, and they had found I had a very low-lying placenta, which if mm-hmm. you do a home birth or any vaginal birth, you know, placenta previa is where the placenta covers the cervix. So I didn't have placenta previa, but it was very, very low, which can lead to a lot of problems.
Sure.
After birth. And so I would listen, I would go for walks, and I'd be listening to your childbirth in the glory. And I would just lay my hands on my stomach, and I would just be like, placenta, you've got to move in Jesus' name. And this, yes. And it's so wild because I had so much peace about it. And I feel like anytime I had fear, it was, I don't know, it was just like the Lord took it. So I'm not even sure how he did, but
so good.
Every time. And I think that's maybe where it was like speaking that over myself too.
Yeah.
So not yeah. just thinking it, but actually saying it out loud.
Yes. So powerful.
And then I had gone back to, I think they had to do another ultrasound at 28 weeks. And so apparently your placenta has to be, I think it's at least 3 centimeters, I want to say, and I could be totally wrong, but I think it has to be about 3 centimeters away from your cervix in order for you to have okay. a healthy vaginal birth. Mine had moved 6 centimeters. So wow. like completely out of the way. And even, yes. even the ultrasound tech was a little shocked, like, oh, wow, it's not there anymore. So
yes, that is so powerful.
Yeah. So God is so good.
Testimony. Yeah, God is so good. And I think one thing too, he's so good. I love that. What a powerful testimony mm-hmm. of speaking the word of God yeah. and on our body listening, mm-hmm. you know, because of the creative power that's released, because of the power and authority that you carry in the spirit, things have to align
yeah.
to the way God has purposed it to happen. I think one thing too, to encourage people is to stay focused on each individual moment, even when it comes to delivery, mm-hmm. like staying focused on each individual moment, completing it, and then moving on to the next moment, you know, mm-hmm. not getting too far ahead when you're in the actual delivery itself, but just taking one moment, completing that moment, you know, yeah. seeing the miracle fill that moment, and then moving on to the next. And even going back to, you know, people experiencing fear or negative words, if there was any negativity or word release contrary to where I had my faith positioned, it just wasn't received. Mm-hmm. If I didn't rebuke it or verbally cancel it, I would release a faith statement to override it. And we've got the power to choose not only what we give out, but also what we receive. And so as many different words are thrown our way, we have the right to refuse delivery mm-hmm. and not allow those words to enter our spiritual consciousness. And remember not to try to do this in our own strength, but really to pull on the Lord yeah. and step into his strength. We have the awesome privilege of partnering with Christ for these deliveries, and he's provided a way in his glory. Mm-hmm. And you cannot control the things that come your way, but you can control how you react to them. Mm-hmm. And so I think just having the strength to be able to know I can refuse the delivery of any negativity or fear. I have that right to refuse it. Mm-hmm. I don't receive it. And I'm going to stay in a position of faith, and I'm going to speak forth his miracles, and I'm going to see life come forth in a glorious way.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So I want to talk about too, because I feel like you'd be so good to talk about this with, as far as like, I know I can be a very emotional person sometimes, and sometimes my emotions can get the best of me. But
I wear my emotions well as well.
So how do we fight with those emotions? Like, let's say I feel a certain way, right? But the word of God can be so contrary to how I feel.
Right. So we don't walk by feelings. We walk by fillings. Fillings of faith.
That's good.
And so we have to remind ourselves.
Yeah.
Are these feelings lined up mm-hmm. to what God says? If not, I guess I need to receive a fresh infilling.
Yes.
A fresh baptism of his spirit in this moment. You know, I think it's powerful to recognize. Have the recognition of when we really need to lean into him a little bit more mm-hmm. And not into our own understanding, but really lean into his, and then where his understanding, where his wisdom, where God gave us emotions. You know, I remember early on in ministry, almost being embarrassed when I would cry in front of people because mm-hmm. I thought, oh, this is a form of weakness, you know, and I've come to learn that God gave us emotions. And it's a way of him being able to express himself through us. And so I don't get embarrassed when I cry. I don't get embarrassed when I laugh, because I truly believe that as we're just authentic to who we are,
yeah.
who he's created us to be, he can speak to people that way. And so I think if we just remember though, that, once we feel our emotions going in a direction that's contrary, to what his word says, then just recognizing that and shifting.
Yeah.
You know, we have the ability to shift. Again, it comes down to choice.
Yeah.
And so are we going to stay that way and keep on going in that direction of defeat, discouragement, anger, frustration, stress? Or are we going to put on the peace of God? Are we going to put on the mm-hmm. joy of God? Are we going to put on, you know, step into the fruits of the spirit that he has placed within us? Are we going to step into patience? Because it's there.
Yeah.
Are we going to pull the patience out? Are we going to pull, you know, perseverance and long suffering and faith and faithfulness and love and peace and self-control? Are we going to, you know, wear these? It comes down to choice.
Yeah, that's true.
And really just not be dictated by our feelings, mm-hmm. but be led and moved by his feelings.
Mm-hmm. And I loved how you talked about, you shared that testimony of the woman who was praying for her sister. Yes. And I feel like we underestimate the power of prayer, but I wanted to share a story about shifting atmospheres, because I feel like I saw it for the first time and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty powerful.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm also a doula, and the last birth I attended, it was a first-time mom in a hospital, and she had a very rude nurse come in, like, just, you know, something had obviously happened to that nurse during the day. She was just not, you know, she wanted everybody to feel how terrible she felt that day. And I could just tell, and I was like, oh gosh, you know, she does not need to be here. And I started, I can't even remember. It was probably, you know, a really simple prayer, just kind of like, Jesus, please remove anybody who doesn't belong here or whatever. And yeah. It was the strangest thing. She left and she came back, and it was like her whole attitude had changed. Wow. And I was kind of shocked because I was like, man, did that work? Like, so I,
it did.
Yeah, it totally did. So I feel like there's so much power in that testimony of yours too, that like we can shift atmospheres, like
yes,
the spirit of God in us. Anything else?
Absolutely. And not to settle, not to settle or compromise for anything less than God's best for us.
Yes.
And to really, truly know that like, this is something I'm believing for. I deserve this. And God's made a way. And so speaking divine order and divine alignment into the atmosphere. Yes, mm-hmm. this can happen. This is a possibility.
Yeah.
And so it really is powerful when we get the revelation that we have the ability to create, not only create atmospheres, but to shift them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
That's awesome. And yeah. And then having also, you know, when we do feel discouraged, or even, you know, any mom who's believing for a supernatural birth or even pregnancy, or just to have people that can pray with you and intercede for you.
So important.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no distance or time in the realm of glory. And so, yeah, even that testimony that I received today with that sister, you know, I don't know where they live in proximity, but they weren't together. They were, there was distance between them, but yeah, there's no distance in the glory. And prayer is such a powerful force and such a powerful tool. And not only praying in our natural English language, but praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
When we pray in the spirit and speak in heavenly tongues and speak in those unknown languages, we are literally bringing heaven to earth. There is a convergence that's taking place. And there is so much power released in our natural prayer, but also in our supernatural prayers. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing that I am very passionate about as well. You know, Paul in the scripture says, I speak in tongues more than any of you. And I have to challenge Paul and say, I speak in tongues more than any of you, because I've learned the power of praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
And it is so supernatural, but it is so powerful. And so that's another key too, in moving in the glory, and even in shifting, creating atmospheres, is praying in the spirit and having that prayer team. That support praying in the spirit as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. It's miraculous.
It's so funny that you say that, because probably the last 2 weeks, that's what I feel like I've been hearing the Lord speak. Just in like, we visited a church this past Sunday, and that's what the message was on speaking in tongues, and how, you know, just yes. edifying it is. And so for women that might not, that maybe don't know how to do that or haven't received that yet, that are wondering, you know, how do they receive that gift of speaking in tongues?
Well, it's such a beautiful miracle from the Lord. And I think it's Luke chapter 9 or 10.
Okay.
I hope I'm right there. I don't have my Bible in front of me, but I think it's in Luke 9 or 10 where, I mean, ask and ye shall receive.
Yeah.
Knock and the door shall be open. And, you know, just like a natural father, if a son asks for a piece of bread, it's not going to give him a stone.
Right.
He's going to give him exactly what he's asked for. And so we can have what we ask for from the Father when it's according to his will and his word. And so it's just opening up your faith, positioning yourself to believe that you can be filled and be baptized in the spirit. And part of the manifestation of that is the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And so just as a baby has to learn how to speak, there's a syllable that starts forming, da, da, mama, duck, whatever it is. You know, a baby speaks, it's natural, just starts making sounds. And eventually those phonics, those sounds come into full words. Then the full words start to form into sentences and their language grows. Well, just in the spirit, we have to just open up our mouth. And some people have been taught, well, you just open up your mouth and the Holy Spirit will just take your tongue and utterance will come forth. And sometimes it's actually happened that way, where people have like literally just been so, they've had that experience. But most people, they have to literally start making the sounds, releasing the sounds. And as you release those sounds, it's you partnering in faith with what you just believed and are receiving. As you release those sounds, God starts giving more sounds. And then it's like the supernatural language starts to develop. And there are realms of tongues that you can continue to grow in and discover as you walk with him daily. And it's such an amazing tool. And it's such a supernatural provision from the Lord. The enemy cannot intercept tongues. Mm-hmm. He doesn't understand them. And this is the power of praying in the spirit. There's no room for enemy interception.
That's so
good. He has no idea what's going on. And right. So this is such a powerful tool as a believer, praying in the spirit, and just that connection with the spirit, heaven to earth.
Mm-hmm.
There has been studies even done, scientific studies that show people that speak in the spirit, that speak in tongues, speak in heavenly tongues, actually it boosts the immune system. There's been studies that have shown that people that speak in tongues are more sane and don't have as many mental instability or insecurities or situations. And there are scientific and obviously the word of God more than anything that have proven the health benefits, the spiritual benefits that come with speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those that have never received it, I just encourage you right now to say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
I receive you in my life right now. I receive the gift of speaking in new tongues. Lord, it says that as I ask, I shall receive. And so, Lord, I put my trust in you and I believe in you right now for the gift of the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I thank you, Lord, that you're baptizing me with fire, fresh fire. And Lord, I thank you for this fresh gift that you've given to me right now in the name of Jesus. And you just speak it and you just continue to go. And then every day, as you spend time speaking in the spirit, speaking in this language, you're going to see it continue to grow. Such a beautiful miracle.
I'm so glad you said that, though, because I think a lot of people do struggle with that. It's like they think, oh, if it doesn't happen, if it just comes out of me, then I have the gift. But if, you know, if it's not flowing out of me, then I don't have the gift. But I know for me, it was, I think I had gone for a walk and I was like, God, I'm just going to try this. And I probably sound like an idiot. You probably don't even understand me, but like, I'm just going to do it, you know, in faith. And I feel
you made that decision. Yeah. Yes.
but it did not feel natural at all. But as
time has gone on. The foolish things confound the wise. And so many people get too much in their head. And it's like, get out of your head and get in the spirit.
Yes. That's such good advice.
I let go and let God.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's so incredible.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the fresh baptism of the spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for the miracles that you have. Even for these listeners, Lord, I just thank you for the miracles that you have for each and every one of them. I thank you for even that mustard seed faith. I thank you, Lord, that even mustard seed faith moves mountains. And I thank you, Lord, that you are taking us from faith to faith, strength to strength, glory to glory, that we are just walking in increased realms of your favor, of your goodness, of your glory. And I just thank you for each and every one of these listeners, Lord, that whatever they're believing for, Lord, I thank you that you meet their needs according to your riches in glory. So Lord, we position ourselves to dwell in your glory. We position ourselves to remain in your presence. We position ourselves to step into the miraculous in our bodies, in our thought life, in our words, Lord, in our spirits, every sphere of our life, Lord, we surrender and yield to you. And we surrender and yield the life of our children, the development of our children, the raising of our children. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in your glory, you supply everything that we need. And so we thank you for the supernatural provision in faith, the supernatural provision, Father, in the natural, even finances, Lord.
Yes,
God. Things that people are believing for their families. God, I thank you that it's found in your glory. There's abundance in your glory. And so, Lord, I thank you that whatever the need is, God, I thank you that you're there to meet every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you where people have experienced such fear and it's gripped them. Lord, I thank you for releasing that fear from their life right now as they choose to surrender it to you and give it to you, to let go of fear and let you, Lord, come in with great faith. God, I thank you for removing stress and anxiety. And I thank you for removing worry and doubt. And I thank you, Father, for overriding those emotions with your peace, with your passion, with your power, Father, with your ease. I just speak ease right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The ease of your glory to permeate and saturate my sisters all over the world, wherever they are, whatever condition they're in, I speak peace. And I speak the ease of God's glory right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to release this too. I don't know who it's for, but I feel like there might be a woman listening who has experienced multiple miscarriages. And I feel like the Lord, she's pregnant now and you're having a lot of fear. And I feel like the Lord is saying, do not be afraid. This baby is fine. And yeah, so I just wanted to release that.
So beautiful.
Don't be afraid. This was such an honor speaking to you, Janet. This is so amazing.
This is so amazing. I just want to add to that, Libby.
Yeah.
To that person that, or several people that maybe are encountering the many weights of pain,
mm-hmm.
that you no longer need to carry the pain of the past or be held,
yes,
in bondage, but God's paving a way for you to move forward into a future that's filled with his hope,
mm-hmm.
and his glory. And so no longer do you need to live in the pain of the past, but step into the hopeful future, the glory that he's assigned for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we just speak the miracles to come forth in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle of healing, the miracle of peace. Wow. What an honor to partner, you know, with people for their miracles. It's such a beautiful honor.
God is so good. And I feel like one thing that we had talked about in our previous phone call that I wanted to say too is like that faith comes from trust. And I know we had talked about that, and it's just trusting in God's goodness. Like he's so good and he has so many good things for us and his promises are yes and amen. Like you said,
yes, they are,
but we have to believe that he mm-hmm. is such a good father and he wants good things for us, you know?
And there is a reality of the enemy,
right?
His purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's word trumps that. His spirit trumps that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is really, like you said, putting our trust in the Lord and understanding that his word does not return void. His word works.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So good.
Amen. Well, this is such an honor. I know I had reached out to you on Instagram and I was just so like shell shocked that you replied. I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, of course.
Janet Mills.
Of course. Oh,
so awesome. But I know a lot of women want to, maybe they haven't heard about you or maybe they have and want to get a copy of your book, Childbirth in the Glory. Tell me about the resources that you offer.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Everybody needs to get this book. I even have men starting to buy this. They're not believing to get pregnant, but they're really just wanting to help their wives and they're believing for miracles in their family. And so it's just Childbirth in the Glory. This book, like I said, many years ago, I had released a small version of this. And just last fall, Destiny Image helped me in publishing an expanded version of this book, and it is a powerful manual and resource for people that are believing to have children during the pregnancy, for the delivery, and even afterwards. And we've created even dedication prayers when you're dedicating your children unto the Lord. But it really is a tool to prepare for a pregnancy and delivery filled with the peace, the presence, and the power of God. And it is filled with victorious prayers that you can partner with. There's glory decrees, there's scriptures, there's testimonies, there's even prophetic words for people to step into. Not only do I go into detail with my personal testimonies, but there are many other testimonies I've included in here as well. And so this book is a powerful tool. I have released Childbirth in the Glory album. It's a 3-hour album that does have vocal tracks, and then it has instrumental tracks as well. And it is a powerful tool that you can use to soak in, to even take into the delivery room. I mean, if you're believing for a pain-free accelerated delivery, I mean, you could go start your labor and go right, you know, have your child in your arms as you've listened to the whole album. Like, this is a complete possibility. And then I actually have come and produced a whole Glory Mama box. And so it includes the books, it includes the album, it also includes a baby swaddle that we have designed ourselves and had made. And there's a prophetic understanding with all the imagery, with the colors. So there's a card in there with a powerful prayer, because we really truly believe in points of contact. Mm-hmm. And we believe that this baby swaddle can be a point of contact for people's miracles. And for even for them to wrap their gifts from heaven, their babies in, there's anointed words on the blanket. And so we've included that blanket as well. And those are all of this is available individually or in this box. But in the box, we've included extra ministry cards for a great teaching on points of contact, also a great teaching on opening the portals, the birthing portals, to prepare people for that delivery. Mm-hmm. And there's Glory Mama lip gloss, hand lotion, a journal, just even a Psalm 91 print that you can have framed and in the baby mm-hmm. nursery. It's just filled with such amazing gifts for mom to be, or it's a great, the whole box is a great point of contact for those that are believing mm-hmm. to have a family as well. And so these items, you can find them on janetmills.org. You can also follow me at the Glory Mama, and there, I mean, if people want to reach out, send me a DM, you know, reach mm-hmm. out. I'd love to be able to pray, you know, with you guys and agree for your miracles. You can also go to the website, janetmills.org, and there's a tab about us. There's a Glory Mama page there, so you can always check that out as well. But I am just so passionate for the glory of God to invade families right from the very beginning. And so, yeah, so there you have it.
That's so awesome. And I myself have received one of those boxes and just felt so blessed by it. So I think it's incredible what you're doing. And I feel like it's so awesome that women are able to sew into your ministry, and that men are even sewing into your ministry. Yeah. That's great. Yes.
It's amazing.
I think that's so incredible. And I'm just so honored that you took the time today just to speak over these women and just to share like all the knowledge and wisdom that the Lord's given you in this area.
Well, thank you so much, Libby, for the opportunity. Honestly, I'm the honored one and just so thankful for everything that the Lord has done in my own life. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but give him glory and share of his good works to others and what he can do for them. Because he's no respecter of persons.
Yeah.
What he can do for one, he can do for another.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, mamas, everyone who's listening. And I just pray that you have a blessed day and that this message blesses you as much as it blessed me. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Libby. God bless you all.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for connection? You know, the authentic one. The one where you can call up a friend and tell her the worst day you ever had, or the one you can call and celebrate what God is doing in your family. This is Katie, and I know I have. I'm so excited to announce that this spring Supernatural Childbirth Mamas is having small groups. If you're interested in connecting with other mamas and mamas-to-be, join our Facebook group page and find the latest offerings of small groups. Can't wait to connect with you.